fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Year of Our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, here it is. This has to do with protecting property. Protecting property. And it's a simple formula. Lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. Lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. Just to expand on that just a little bit, criminals like to work in darkness or semi-darkness. That's why you need lights all night long, every night. Locks, well, good quality deadbolt locks that are attached to solid core wood doors or steel doors with steel frames. Alarms, which of course these days means a monitored alarm system, which includes video. Video's gotten so inexpensive, no excuse. And last but not least, insurance. If you have a stamp collection or your grandma's silver service or maybe a coin collection or whatever it might be, cameras, other antiques, typical homeowner's policy covers up to about $2,000, typically. If your stamp collection is worth more than $2,000, well, you need a special rider to make sure that you have proper coverage on a stamp collection, the silver service, the coin collection, firearms, fishing lures, whatever it might be. Be sure you got the coverage you need with a detailed inventory, including photographs and or video, stored in a separate location away from your home. Once you've done all those things, you've done pretty much as you can to protect property. Last but not least, nothing like a trusted neighbor that can actually see your home. That is a very helpful thing. That's your prepper tip of the day. Take it and make with it as you will. We have patient Manny Greenroom, my friend Manny Thompson. Manny Thompson is my director of marketing, the co-founder of the Liberty Army. Mandy, good morning.
Morning.
Well, it is wintertime in the Ozarks. Usually mild and not terribly long, but compared to New Orleans, a bit colder than you used to, isn't it?
It is. And I woke up this morning and my temperature in my place is 54 degrees. And I am getting used to this. I'm trying to figure out when to turn on the heat. I think today is probably the day.
So. All right. Well, I woke up, I think it was in the mid-20s here in my home in South Central Missouri in the Ozarks. Well, Mandy, you and I have been focusing a lot on getting ready for 2017 and getting speaking engagements for myself. And I did some marketing through Facebook that's yielded some results. And you're moving forward to contact people that have in turn been in contact through our website, haven't you?
Yes, considering I was away for 3 months and most of that time I wasn't able to, I was still doing marketing and still doing promotions, but really focusing right now on the people who have reached out to us, who have told us of different areas they would like you to go visit. So what I did this past week was I touched base with every single person that has contacted the Liberty Army, said they would like to be a part of it, wished everyone a happy and safe holiday, and said 2017 is the time. So what I'm going to be doing now to let everyone know is going back, and a lot of people just emailed and said, yes, I'd like to be a part of the Liberty Army, but there were a lot who said, I was starting to work with people before I left for 3 months who were saying different areas, their ideas. And so I'm going to be specifically logging those and reaching out to all of you. And it's wonderful. A lot of these people have many skills, are looking for, it seems a lot of people are just looking for to meet like-minded individuals. And if they live along the coastline, they'd not only like you to come and provide your information to be helpful to their friends and neighbors, but then they're also looking for like-minded individuals in the case of evacuation, possibly for the future, as I was, you know, John, when I first reached out to you. I was actually looking just to meet like-minded people now that I had moved to the Ozarks. So I think it's we're going to be contacting. I'm going to be spending this week focusing on asking specific people what do you have in mind? What would you like to do? What can you offer with the Liberty Army? Because we'd like to get a check. As you know, the Liberty Army works to provide a commission to individuals. And we've started this in the hopes that people would put this towards preparedness and planning for a more successful future in their life. So I'm going to be specifically asking directly to those people, but also the upcoming seminars. If people out there, if you know of a survival seminar or a convention or a conference that is going on, John is a seasoned speaker at such events, and we'd like to really, really spread his message in 2017. So email me at help@thelibertyman.com. If you would like John to come speak in your area, in a business or a association or organization you're involved with, to a group of friends in your neighborhood, that we can get a paid speaking engagement together. And then what we do is John likes to speak to the public and get another venue lined up and have a presentation at no cost to the public. But the most important thing is Christmas is around the corner, and we'd like to get this check in your hand. And I'm going to be really, really focusing on this going into 2017 as to get things lined up for the beginning and the middle of 2017.
Well, 2017 will be here in just over 6 weeks, not quite 7 weeks. So it's right around the corner. Now, for you new listeners, this is radio. We always have new listeners. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll see a banner at the top of my homepage with Uncle Sam on it. Three pages, that's all it is, three pages that will explain what Mandy and I are talking about. Now, something I've noticed, Mandy, you've mentioned several times, people of like mind. At the various expos and speaking events I've been to for these years and decades, people will show up at these events, these speaking events, conventions, expositions, and they find out during the course of the 2 or 3 days that there's somebody who lives just a couple, 2 or 3 miles away from them, living the same life they're living, a life of preparedness, a life of independence, with having their chickens in a garden and goats, whatever it might be, and they didn't even know each other. They did not even know each other, despite being virtual neighbors just 3 to 5 miles apart. So lots of things happen that you cannot possibly anticipate beforehand when I come to do a speaking engagement, when your church, your company, your family, your group of people brings me in to speak, things will happen and there'll be dynamics that you could not ever possibly anticipate beforehand, could you, Mandy?
That is funny you mentioned that, because actually if someone that I have met through your show who has been in contact with me was working in Washington, D.C. for the past 12 months, but while he was there, purchased a home in the outskirts of St. Louis along the Mississippi River. And now that he's returned, he found out this weekend that the president of the Eastern Missouri Oath Keepers is a neighbor of his. And he had no idea. He had no idea before he purchased the house. So, yes, once you get... when you're involved with preparedness and different organizations, and there are groups that come together, it's all a matter of just taking the initial step to get going. But you will more than likely meet someone who is like-minded, someone you can you not only enjoy their company, but you enjoy learning with them. You enjoy coming up with preparedness and planning, and things are closer than it seems. So.
They are. So it's real simple. You don't need any skills. If you've never organized an event, that's not relevant. If you've never done this before, that really has no relevance to our discussion, because Mandy and I have. And so you reach out to Mandy. She'll work with you to get the speaking engagement put together, work with the pastor, the head of the college or university, whatever it might be, to get me there and make this happen. All you need to do is make the initial contact with Mandy Thompson. And that's simple. It's non-threatening. Plus, you can get a very nice check. It might be $200 or $300. It could be as much as $1,500, couldn't it, Mandy?
Yes, and my personal goal with working with you, John, is to be cutting a minimum of one check per month starting in January. I mean, a minimum. I have a personal goal. And hopefully, depending, no future disasters where I might have to go away and work, because I do enjoy helping out when people need it and neighbors need it. But I'm really going to focus right now to get things lined up. So right now is the perfect time to become a part of the Liberty Army. If you've been hearing John and I speak about it for a while now and have not emailed me, it's very simple. Just email me at help@thelibertyman.com and let's work really hard to get things lined up for 2017.
Absolutely. Well, I don't like flying commercial anymore. If I have to fly commercial to go to England, Ireland, Scotland, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Switzerland, I'll do so. Israel, of course I'll do so. Here in the States, in the lower 48, I make road trips. I just got the oil changed in the town car and new Michelin tires. So I'm ready to make a road trip to Seattle or Florida or California, or the state of Maine, and get these things on the road and get going, accomplish some goals for myself and for all of you out there. It's a win-win situation for everybody, isn't it, Mandy?
It is, and these are not small checks. I mean, if it's an international speaking engagement, it could be up to $1,500. I'd say it's anywhere from $400 or $500 to $1,500, depending on the location for John and how far he has to travel. But now is the time. Things are not only changing. Weather-wise across our planet with the increased Arctic temperatures and the ice is melting. And that was a huge story this past week, John. But then also I'm seeing for myself the censorship that is happening through in social media and different media platforms. I saw that last night for myself when I was posting some live videos coming out of what's happening in North Dakota with the protests on the pipeline. And it's I'm a very neutral person. I like to spread the truth, and my hope and I pray that that people who tell the truth and try to get good information out will not be censored as any more than it is already happening. But unfortunately, right, it looks like things are going that way. And John has very pertinent information. So it is very vital that people hear your information now, because things are really starting to accelerate in our world. And the last thing that I hope happens is that censorship is placed on anyone who is just trying to help individuals with, right, with truthful knowledge.
Well, people my age span both sides of the cultural phenomenon. I can recall clearly, as I spent a couple of decades as an adult before the internet, and what we had to do to reach out and find each other then, it was burdensome. Bookstores that would be on the second floor, because the rent was cheaper, run by volunteers, that you had to seek out the bookstore and seek out the knowledge by physically going someplace to purchase a book and be able to get the knowledge. The internet's changed all that dramatically. And there's this genie's out of the bottle, and the New World Order is desperately trying to get the genie back in the bottle, which they may or may not be able to do. In the meantime, they can't censor John Moore. Mandy, I've been on the road for basically 31 years since 1985 in various professional pursuits. I don't unpack my suitcase. It's always packed. All I need to do is throw in some fresh socks and underwear, and I'm ready to go. So my passport is current and ready to be stamped by passport authorities at the border of Israel or Germany or Switzerland or Australia or New Zealand or England, Ireland, Scotland, Canada, or Mexico. I'm ready to go. And we have listeners all over the planet. Go ahead.
If you go to Israel, if you go to Jerusalem possibly in 2017, I'll probably have to go with you, because that is somewhere I would like to see in my lifetime.
Well, we'll see if we can fit that in. I'm not sure what it would take to make it happen, but we're both pretty clever people. And I'm sure my wife would like to go as well. So, it's a work in progress. And you folks listening to us out there, you're the ones that we need to help make this happen, aren't they, Mandy?
Yes, and the wonderful thing about John, and he loves to speak with people. He loves to help people, and that's why I respect you so highly. I've enjoyed working with you, and I'm really and you want to help people, and so that is where the idea from the Liberty Army came, with giving people a commission, a very healthy commission on helping you to, just by giving me the name. It's very simple. Just email me at help@libertyman.com and say, hey, I know this business that's in my town. I think John would be great at it. Even if you don't know the name of the contact people, if you just tell me the name of the association, the organization, I take it from there. I can contact them during business hours. And if John receives a speaking engagement, you will receive a check. And that is to help you monetarily. And most people can use a lot of money. Some can't. If you're one of the people who are fortunate enough, you can donate it to someone who does. So it's a win-win situation all the way around. It's a wonderful program, and it's really, really kicking off now that I'm back in the Ozarks, and we're really looking forward to 2017.
All right. Well, this is your wake-up call, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking to get speaking engagements. We're looking to cut very nice checks for you folks out there. And you may be sitting there thinking, wondering, boy, I wonder about this college or this university. I wonder about this church that I know of. Maybe this group, or maybe even my family. I've spoken to family groups. And it doesn't take a whole lot of talent or creativity on your part. In fact, it takes none at all. Just contact Mandy. help@thelibertyman.com. Right, Mandy?
Yep, it's help@thelibertyman.com. That's all you need to do, and we will get going. And if you have contacted me in the past, you received an email. Every single person who has contacted the Liberty Army since we have begun received a happy and safe holidays from us this past week. Not only will I be focusing on working with you guys for future events that are in your area, such as survival conventions and conferences. But let's start brainstorming. Let's really start going. It's time for all of us to come together and
this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. PPAH.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to Wes Peters the other day. He said, John, you need to go to our website at Swiss America and check out all the special reports. So let's do that right now. I'm at my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the tile right below me on the motorcycle, click on Swiss America, and you're there at the website. Go to News and Views, and then scroll down to Special Reports. When you do that, you'll find 22 reports waiting for you to read them. It's a great education on gold coins, silver coins, and economics. After you're done, it's probably time to go ahead and contact Wes Peters. Wes is a great guy. He'll help you out and help you achieve your goals. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Check it out. Do your homework. Do your research. And then contact Wes Peters. Thank you very much. customize my presentations for the group. It may be a half day for a family. It may be part of a bigger conference that takes place over 2 or 3 days where I'm one of many speakers. So each presentation is customized for that group and for what they're concerned about, Dave.
Okay, good. Very interesting. Thank you very much, both of you.
You're welcome, Dave. And that's very important because, Mandy, when you make contact with the person who wants to hire me, we work with that person, that group, that church, university, family, whatever it might be, to find out what their specific concerns are, and then I customize my presentation for that group, don't I, Mandy?
Yes, and it's very important to remember that it doesn't matter at what level of preparedness you are living your lifestyle today. If you are a beginner who needs guidance and knowledge, John can help you at every single point. Up to if you are a novice and have been in this since you were if you've been in this for 30 years, but you're wanting to put some plans together with others to prepare for specifics of the future, John can help at every level. So please keep that in mind, and that is something I'm going to include within our marketing, that it does not matter at what stage, if you are a lifelong preparedness and planning person, or if you're just now coming into it and want some guidance, John can help at every step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what makes my coming here so valuable is who I know and who I work with. I work with men and women at the very highest levels of research and development in areas of expertise. So I have my own personal base of knowledge, plus, as we sometimes say, my Rolodex, which is kind of an antiquated term, I know, but my Rolodex is full of men and women that are extremely qualified in areas of expertise that we want to and need to know about. So, and I do consultations too. The presentation that I do is not necessarily the end of my involvement with the group, the company, the church, the family, university, whatever it is, because I do private consultations and people can access my knowledge base after I'm already gone, can't they, Mandy?
Yes, and I mean, things you've been speaking about for a very long time, John, seem to be coming to fruition. Just to give an example, a huge story this past week was that there are two large storms in Antarctica, which are creating a massive, massive melt-off. And I've had conversations with people who have concerns about that this week, and things are starting to warm up in the Arctic, it seems, and that will definitely have an impact on weather patterns and growing patterns. And these are things you've been speaking about for a very long time, John, so it seems a lot of nothing is going to happen all at once. Things are going to happen in steps, and you need to take steps to prepare for a more successful future, and John can help you.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we're talking about. That's why we're here. Mandy, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us this morning. We'll be in touch privately soon. Thank you very much.
I hope everyone has a safe and lovely Thanksgiving this week.
You too, my dear. Okay, we got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily. Young man Sky Huddleston, he's the manufacturer of the rocket stove, should be joining us if he put it in his calendar and he remembered it to call in. And we'll talk about marvelous technology involving heating with wood. The human being.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're live. This show is now live. We had an archive earlier this hour, but now we're live on Friday, the 30th day of December. Last show of the year for me, 30th day of December, 2016. We have patient waiting in the green room, Ann Morrison. We also have, we'll have an update a little bit after that, after we get going with Ann from Mandy Thompson. But in the meantime, just remember that there are energy cleaners for sale at my website. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and you need to check out the mattress pads I have a toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. And we do have better late than never, Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and an engineer. She pays very careful attention to things that concern us. And in the 24 minutes we have, she will give us as much information as we can, as she can. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, I didn't know what happened, but I guess I know now. Glad to be on because we have a lot of things to talk about. I just want to mention Zika briefly. It's exacerbating. That means feedback. It's a positive feedback for falling fertility rates. And there's not going to be enough babies to go around to keep our economy going. And, you know, Zika is, they think that 40% of the babies that are born to Zika positive, who are born Zika positive, 40% of them will have serious, well, they won't be able to reproduce. They will have serious physical problems if they even stay alive for 6 months. Now, and then, in addition, women, because of the Zika problem, women are postponing childbirth. There's a lot of women who are saying, well, we'll just wait until they have a vaccine, and then we'll do our family planning. And, of course, the older the women get, the fewer babies they have. So the Zika is, you need to think about the demographic trends and where the economy is going to be growing. It's not going to be growing here or any place where Zika is endemic. All right, I want to quickly go to the new Gold Butte National Monument, which is very close to the Clive and Bundy land, and the new Bears Ears Butte National Monument in Utah. 2 million acres of southeastern Utah. These are land grabs by the BLM, by the Bureau of Land Management, and we know that because only states, the states have to hold an they have to hold a vote, and the people have to say yes, we want this part of our state to be federalized. And but they didn't do that. They just, by executive order, the current administration took 300 acres, which was close to the Clive and Bundy land, and it's called New Gold Butte National Monument. And it does have problems. I'm not saying that this executive overreach wasn't warranted, because we have people that go in there and, well, like Clive and Bundy. he wants to graze his cattle on Bureau of Land Management, and I guess they decided that he was overreaching, and so now they've overreached. I really don't understand this. I don't know if it's that or if it's just that the current administration wants to take this land, federalize it before the next administration comes in. Now, the new Bears Ears Buttes National Monument are in Utah, and it's 1.9 million acres in southeastern Utah, and it was pushed to become a national monument or federal lands of some kind by tribes and by Indian tribes. It's very close to the Navajo tribal lands, and it's pretty easy to get to. It's got highways, U.S. highways going into it, and those are 95 and 276 and 261, and so it's not a problem of getting into it, and then they're going to build some roads that'll go in too. And of course, people have already been using it as a recreation area. So this is the only Native American-led push for a national monument in the 109-year history of the Antiquities Act. So that's You know, it's almost, it's not expected that they would have done that. It's not expected that the Antiquities Act would be used for this. And since it's never been used for this, and, you know, we set up treaties with the Indians, and we said, these are your reservations, and they want to preserve this part of the land, too, because it's, well, people go in there, and they have, there are petroglyphs that people want to see, and sometimes people damage them. You know, they just, they want to preserve it so that their history is preserved. It's not that they agree, they don't say that it was given to them. They just feel like they need to work on it to be a federal land grab. Now, both the governors of Utah and Nevada have said that they're going to take it to court. They don't think that it was appropriated correctly, and I think they're right. Like I said, the states have to get a majority vote on giving this land to the federal government, and a monument is federal land, and we're talking about a lot of it. Already in Nevada, the federal government owns, I'm using that term loosely, but right. It has jurisdiction over 95% of the land in Nevada. So that's going to be a constitutional issue and has to do with government overreach. It's not constitutional for them to take it without going through a vote of the people. All right, do you have anything to say about that?
Well, this is consistent with what the BLM's been doing for years, and the states need to stand up to these people. That's what they need to do. They really need to stand up to them.
Well, I hope they do, because the attorneys general said they're going to take the government to court, and we certainly hope that that happens. Let's see. The ozone hole, there is an ozone hole that is developing over the magnetic North Pole. We talked about the magnetic North Pole last week and Britain. And there's a nice, will we miss our last chance to save the world from climate change? There's a nice discussion. Now, it is by James Hansen. And you should know the name, James Hansen.
Oh, I know the name very well. Yeah, he's a player. He's doing what the people who pay his paycheck want him to do. Yep.
Yeah, he was the head of the Goddard Institute for Space Studies in New York for 35 years, testified before Congress, marched in rallies, and participated in protests against the Keystone XL pipeline and big coal. He went so far to call coal trains death trains. And in November, you remember November this year, I mean, it was only a month ago, when temperatures in the Arctic hit 36 degrees above average, you know, that was a spike that freaked out even the most jaded climate scientists. I mean, that was just unexplained. There was no way to explain it unless you talk about the unstable atmosphere that we now have. And in September of this year, average measurements of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere hit a record 400 parts per million. And they go back, when they use an analog, that means they go back in history and they try to find the last time that happened. And the last time it happened was 100,000 years ago. And the oceans were 30 feet higher than they are now.
Right, right. Right. Let's get a quick update from Mandy. She's been patiently waiting here. Ann, say good morning to Mandy.
Morning, Mandy.
Good morning, Ann. Happy New Year.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow is? Yes. I wanted to just take this quick moment and wish you a Happy New Year, both of you, and wish everyone who's listening a very happy new year and to thank everyone who has emailed me at the Liberty Army. You can be a part of the Liberty Army yourself by simply emailing help@thelibertyman.com. I've been going back through and getting back in touch with everyone and thanking everyone for their participation. And we're speaking with people from Las Vegas to Australia to Buffalo, New York about 2017. And just really wanted to take this time to say how much we appreciate everyone and look forward to everyone we'll be working with in the future.
Outstanding. Well, that's a great update there, Mandy, and we appreciate it. And how would people contact you if they had a lead to earn a commission for me speaking? How would they contact you?
Yes, it's very simple, and we look forward, John looks forward to cutting you that check. Just email me at help@thelibertyman.com. I'll pop you back an email really quickly, and let's get going. Let's get you that check for 2017.
Absolutely. Mandy, thank you very much for the update, and Happy New Year to you, my dear.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, let's get back to work here, Ann.
Yeah. Hansen, you guys got to know that name. You can read his work online. He is currently, he's 75 now. He retired from medicine in 2013. And he is currently deeply involved in a lawsuit against the federal government. And this lawsuit, this is what I think should have been done 20 years ago, brought by 21 kids, and he means kids, under the age of 21, and it also includes his granddaughter. And the lawsuit argues that politicians knowingly allowed big polluters to wreck the Earth's atmosphere and imperil the future well-being of young people in America. And a few weeks ago, a federal district judge, now, this at the federal level, the federal district judge in Oregon delivered an opinion that found a, now you're not going to believe what he found. He found a stable climate is indeed a fundamental right, clearing the way for the case to go to trial in 2017.
Really?
So, yes. And so we need to watch that. And it's already been accepted that it is a fundamental right. And I think that's right. You know, we, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, you can't have life unless you have clean water, clean air, and good food. So I think all of those are rights. Now, there are some people that, and I knew some of them in California, but there's some over in England, too, and they want to restore the environment to what it was. Well, we're never going to get back to that pristine environment. We are a complex society, and we have complex needs.
Well, in addition, Ann, let me interrupt you. I'm not sure how far back they want to go, but apparently in many, many millennium ago, the CO2 content of our air was far, far higher than it is now, and they're doing everything they can to cut down on it, aren't they?
Well, 100,000 years ago.
Right,
But that was not the time for humans.
No. Well, no. There were humans 100,000 years ago, in my opinion, from what I've seen. We have evidence of humans being on this planet long before 100,000 years ago, quite frankly. But go ahead.
Yeah. CO2 does grow big plants, and they needed big mammals to eat the plants because the plants were so tall. And we have evidence of that. But anybody down at the surface, well, the other thing you need is if you have CO2, it's going to be on the surface. It's not going to be up at a mile. It's not going to be as high as Denver. And what happens is it suffocates you. So you had to live in the treetops, and that's where the people came from, was the people who were the mammals that were living in the treetops. Anyway, he says you need to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide several percent a year. So this 2% degrees is fabricated. It's not scientific. And you would need to suck 170 gigatons of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. And he just says we're not serious about getting the temperature down. The Earth's temperature at this point is that range, is in the range that existed during the, and I think you're talking about the, I'm just going to say it, Eemian period, 120,000 years ago, which was the last time the Earth was warmer than it is now, and that was a time when the sea level was 20 to 30 feet higher. So we're going to the top, and even outside that range, if we don't do something. And if we burn all the fossil fuels, then we will melt all the ice on the planet eventually. Of course, I think we'll be making ice, too. And that would be raise the seas above 250 feet. This is not going to happen in our lifetime, John. But this is what we are giving our descendants. And if you don't want them to dance on your grave or piss, then we have to do something. We at least have to make an effort. Because if we can't say that we made an effort, our descendants are facing something that we never had to face, thank goodness.
I have to respectfully disagree, Ann, because human activity cannot change the climate. If it has any effect at all, it's a tiny, tiny 1% effect. One good-sized volcano in one day does more to the atmosphere than all human activity in a year. So this human-caused climate change is, in my opinion, and the opinion of Professor McCanny, a fantasy.
Okay. Well, speaking of volcanoes, have you ever heard of the Bogoslav volcano? Have any idea where it is?
Bogoslav. Well, it sounds somewhere in Scandinavia.
Well, it's Russian. So, yeah.
Russian. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the Fox Islands, and the Fox Islands, you know, are that Arpagelico. I got it saying it. Arpagelico.
Right.
Whatever you say, the Aleutian Islands, it's one of those, and it is active. I mean, it suddenly became really active about the 20th of December this year.
Hold that thought, Ann. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2. Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the last day of the year, Friday the 30th of December. And we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. Happy New Year. We'll just start out that way.
Thank you.
Huge problems with this guy involving children in this environmental issue. There's a reason people can't vote till they're 18, okay? This is, as far as I'm concerned, psychological child abuse. They're programming these children in a cult-like manner to use them to vamp in the courts for climate change issue, okay? And this judge, this idea of stable climate being a right is pathetic because it assumes that climate is anthropogenically controlled. There is no proof of anthropogenic climate change. Therefore, nothing humans do with legislation or taxation or engineering can do anything to change it. Okay? So unless and until such time as the anthropogenic component of climate change is decided upon or scientifically proven, which it isn't because of the scandals at the at Penn State and East Anglia University and all that stuff, This stuff is a mess. So how, and a judge who does not have knowledge of science can't really has no right to proclaim that a stable climate is a right. So this is psychologically abusive of the children. It's scientifically, bollocks. It's really morally and scientifically and logically reprehensible in several ways.
Well, okay. I can understand that. I agree with
you.
Well,
why then? Oh, let's put the cute little kitties in the commercial and get everybody to buy something. Oh, let's put the cute little kitties in court and get them to buy a stupid doctor for which there's no scientific support, and then and use this in a heavy-handed manner. This guy should be locked up, not lionized.
All I'm saying is it's in the news and it's at the federal level. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Well, federal level, if we talk about the Bureau of Land Management, according to the Constitution, the federal government's only supposed to own land for military bases and the real estate on which federal buildings exist. Other than that, the Bureau of Land Management is running around.
Glenn, we're out of time. Thank you. Final comment, and we're pretty much out of time here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we have an ash plume up to 35,000 feet from this volcano. And that's above the
jet level. Thank you, Ann. Happy New Year. See you next Friday.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Okay, we got a top of the hour break. We should have Dr. Myers with us. Stay tuned.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number two.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.